DeepEnglish.com.
Keep Hope Alive, Active Speaking, Part D. Hope is such a powerful indicator of success and good health that scientists have even created a way to measure it. What if scientists created a way to measure? Scientists have created a way to measure hope. The Hope Scale measures how hopeful someone is. What does the Hope Scale measure? The Hope Scale measures how hopeful someone is. The results of the Hope Scale can give us clues about how well a person might do on an exam or how well people will cope with an illness. Can the Hope Scale give us clues about how well a person might do on an exam? Yes, the Hope Scale can give us some clues about how well a person might do on an exam. What else can it give us clues about? It can also give us clues about how well people will cope with an illness. For example, one study showed that hopeful college students who scored higher on the Hope Scale had higher grades than those who were less hopeful. Who had higher grades than those who were less hopeful? Hopeful college students who scored higher on the Hope Scale had higher grades than those who were less hopeful. The hopeful students were also much likelier to finish college. What were they also much likelier to do? They were also much likelier to finish college. Another study on hope was done at a nursing home for the elderly. What was done at a nursing home for the elderly? Another study on hope was done at a nursing home for the elderly. Researchers wanted to know why some nursing home residents were thriving and others were not, even when their living conditions were identical. Did they want to know why some nursing home residents were thriving and others were not? Yes, they wanted to know why some nursing home residents were thriving and others were not. Were both groups of people living in identical conditions? Yes, both groups of people were living in identical conditions. What they found was that those residents who maintained hope despite their circumstance were the ones who were thriving, while the ones without hope were withering away. Which residents were thriving? The residents who maintained hope despite their circumstances were the ones who were thriving. Which residents were withering away? The residents without hope were withering away. The same was true for hopeful cancer patients. Was the same true for hopeful cancer patients? Yes, the same was true for hopeful cancer patients. Those who were more hopeful were less likely to die from their cancer and more likely to reach remission. Were the hopeful patients less likely to die from their cancer? Yes, the hopeful patients were less likely to die from their cancer. What were they more likely to reach? They were more likely to reach remission. Hopeful people were more determined to work things out. What were they more determined to do? They were more determined to work things out. They were more likely to take their lives into their own hands and make a real effort to look for solutions to their problems. Who were more likely to take their lives into their own hands? Hopeful people were more likely to take their lives into their own hands. What were they more likely to make a real effort to do? They were more likely to make a real effort to look for solutions to their problems. Hope not only positively affects the hopeful person, but it's been shown to affect those around them in a very real way. Who else do hopeful people affect? Hopeful people affect those around them. Hope can bring people together and can inspire them to keep moving forward. What can hope bring together? Hope can bring people together. What can it inspire people to do? It can inspire people to keep moving forward. So what happened with the hostages? The song played on over 130 radio stations throughout the jungle and was heard by more than 3 million people. How many radio stations did the song play on? The song played on over 130 radio stations. How many people heard it? More than 3 million people heard it. Some hostages heard it and did recognize the Morse code. Did the hostages recognize the Morse code? Yes, some hostages did recognize the Morse code. They passed the message of hope from hostage to hostage. What happened to the message? The message of hope was passed from hostage to hostage. With the renewed hope, some were even able to escape and pass information to the military so that they could rescue others. Were some able to escape? Yes, some were able to escape. What did they pass to the military? They passed information to the military so that they could rescue others. The song worked. Even the FARC, who were oblivious to the hidden message, enjoyed it. Who was oblivious to the hidden message? The FARC were oblivious to the hidden message. Hope played a huge role in rescuing these hostages. What played a huge role in rescuing these hostages? Hope played a huge role in rescuing these hostages. Colonel Espejo's hope that he could free his men drove him to contact Ortiz. What drove Colonel Espejo to contact Ortiz? Colonel Espejo's hope that he could free his men drove him to contact Ortiz. Ortiz's hope that FARC would someday fall inspired him to work as hard as possible to find a way to help Colombia's army. What inspired Ortiz to work as hard as possible? Ortiz's hope that FARC would someday fall inspired him to work as hard as possible. And in the end, it was the hope that the Morse code carried that gave the hostages the boost they needed to find freedom. What gave the hostages the boost they needed to find freedom? The hope that the Morse code carried gave the hostages the boost they needed to find freedom. So the next time you hear someone say the common English expression, "Don't get your hopes up," tell them what you know about hope. What's the English expression? The English expression is, "Don't get your hopes up." Simply having your hopes up makes it more likely that what was once just a hope will someday be a reality.